And let's continue on today's KCII Football Friday preview show. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's football recipient is Lone Tree football player Casey Shalla. Casey, congratulations on the honor, and thanks for joining me here today.
Yep, thank you, Cole.
So, Casey, terrific start to the year, 5-0 already for the Lone Tree Lions. From your perspective, what have you liked from the season? What is your team doing so well thus far this year?
So far this year, we're really striving ourselves on conducting ourselves with class and also having a lot of pride in our work. Practices this year so far, we set it at the beginning of the year that we didn't want, when we're hopefully making the playoffs, we didn't want our seniors to come up and say, oh, we wish we would have tried harder in practice and stuff like that. We want to be able to say we did do our best in everything, and we just hope you guys follow our examples. So this year, practice-wise, we have really stepped up our game. You know, there's not really any more messing around, like stuff like that. We're really nicking that stuff in the butt right when it starts.
And thinking about that, what were some team goals coming into the year, and what are personal goals for yourself?
Starting with team goals, we filled out sheets right at the beginning of the summer where we wanted to go. And my personal team goal, we had a bunch of them, but was first and foremost make the playoffs. You know, we really want to put a banner up in the gym and make the playoffs in 11-man. We don't get to put one. We have to win our first game in order to put one. So when they narrowed down the field to 16 teams, that we'd be in a final 16, so we get a banner up in the gym. That was a big team goal for us. Personal goal. I've been an honorable mention all-conference football player last 2 years, and I really wanted to get up and get into that first team category.
Absolutely. Well, looking at last year, you mentioned a little bit going 8-1, not making the playoffs, and then also, unfortunately, you came down with an injury. You were forced to miss a couple games later in the season. Does that, kind of looking back at last year, does that really fuel you here in your final senior season?
Oh, of course. You know, those are three games I won't get back, unfortunately. And I almost cried. Well, actually, I did cry when it happened, but it really hurt me tremendously because I was able to suit up for that last Iowa Valley game that we got beat in. I was able to suit up in that game, but I just wasn't quite there yet, ready to play. And that really, really is a motivator to push me as hard as I can, you know, in the weight room. After that injury, I couldn't really do much all winter, so I just had to keep grinding in the summer and do everything I can do.
Well, Casey, of course, you start in the O-line, also a linebacker on the defense. Coming into your senior year, what's the leadership role that you've set out for your team?
For the team, as a leader, you know, just going first in drills, setting the standard, you know, teaching kids how to do things right, you know, when we're doing group D or team defense or individual offense or anything like that. If there's ever a kid who doesn't quite understand it and we're moving on, they'll just step to the side and whatever, just explain it to them quick, or, you know, getting lined up for a play, make sure everybody's in the right spots and know what they're doing, you know, communicating everything like that.
Awesome. Well, let's look into that game tonight. You host Baxter for homecoming. We've had a chance all week long to prepare for them. What can we expect against Baxter tonight?
We can expect hopefully a low-scoring game for them, but they are a very high-powered offense. They'll throw the ball quite a bit, and we can expect them to come out and really show off their speed. They have one kid who's on the offensive line, Clapper. He's been out the last few weeks, but we're not sure if he'll play against us or not, but he's really a force in there when they have him in. He can really hurt us a lot of ways. The quarterback, he's pretty elusive in a way, and he's really good at keeping his eyes downfield and hitting the receivers. So we're really going to hopefully shut them down and do that.
Well, let's talk about, you know, as I just mentioned, it is homecoming. With that comes a lot of festivities. What's your favorite part about the week?
Probably the game, you know, getting hyped up for the game. Nothing really beats that. You know, we always have the pep rally before the game, and they announce king and queen and stuff like that. But that is, it's no, nothing on running out onto the field ready to play.
Of course, Casey, a couple of years ago now, this is the second season where Lone Tree is an 8-man. You've had played in both 11-man and 8-man. From a lineman's perspective yourself, how was their transition, and what do you like about 8-man football?
The transition part, it was pretty simple. We had Coach Shield at that time taking us down there. He really did a great job with the fundamentals, learning the game. It's the same game, it's just less people and a smaller field. So it really wasn't that hard, and he did a great job explaining that stuff. And then so far this year, Coach Bohr has picked up exactly where Coach Shield has left off and explaining all the rules and all that stuff. But personally, I would pick 8-man over 11-man just because when we're watching film or whatever, it's just more entertaining to me to watch the high-flying offenses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's kind of branch out a little bit. Your other sports, you're also involved in track, going out back out for basketball, and then baseball. Do you have a favorite?
I have a favorite, too, and that'd be track and football.
Mm-hmm. What's specifically, what about the games? Do you love them so much?
Track, it's just entertaining to me to watch. I throw, so it's entertaining for me to watch kids go out there and throw and stuff like that. But for football, I just love the physicality aspect of it, and sitting down and breaking down the X's and O's of everything. So,
branching out from sports, when you're not involved with all of these different sports, what do you like to do in your free time?
Well, right now I'm in the middle of making a canoe for my ag class. So awesome. We went out and cut down a tree and all this stuff and shaved off all the bark. So we're in the middle of making that. So it's taking a lot of time away.
Wow, that's pretty neat there.
Yeah.
Last question before I let you go, Casey. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty and integrity. What are some of your core values?
For me, it'd probably be respect, and responsibility. You know, if I mess up, I'm not going to go out and say it wasn't my fault. I'll take ownership or stuff like that. And then if there's ever somebody who is talking to me, I'll always respect whoever it is, whether you're two or whether you're 100 years old. So those are the main two.
That is good. Well, Casey, it's been fun talking to you. Thanks so much for your time. Congratulations on the honor, and good luck tonight against Baxter.
Yep, thank you.
That was Casey Shala, this week's Football Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week of the Lone Tree football team. Fantastic start for Casey and the Lions. He paves the way for one of the most potent rushing attacks in all of 8-man. Best of luck to the Lions and Casey the rest of the way. Let's step aside. We'll come back with more of the KCII Football Friday preview show right after this.